Amen and amen. Father God, we bless your name and we thank you for this privileged opportunity to come before you, Father God. Thank you for speaking in the now, Father God, in our lives and in our families' lives even, Father God. We are here as prophets and servants of you, Father God, to decree and to declare healing where there is illness, prosperity, Father God, where there is unprosperity situations, and even wisdom, Father God. We thank you for the wisdom that sustains all understanding and that is here in this day, Father God. We declare, Father God, that we are creators in this earth, Father God. We are creators that build and bring things and solutions, Father God, because you've given us this power, Father God. We thank you for your word, Father God, that gives us life, Father God, that we can stand on, Father God. Thank you for the revelations in the earth and in the mouths of the prophets as you bring forth, Father God. We thank you for speaking in this day and this hour so that we can speak. Because you speak, we can speak, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for we only see things whole and complete as you see them, as you created them for us. We thank you for the power, 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 Father God. And we continue to rise because you rise within us, Father God. You take us up so we can go deeper into you, Father God. We continue to always lift your name, giving your name the praise in all things, Father God. In all things, Father God. We thank you for every test and every trial that comes, for we know that we have purpose, Father God, and they're only here to make us stronger. We trust you and believe in you always. Amen. Let's open up the prayer line. Hallelujah.
I'm going to go to the next one. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this time of worship, for this time of prayer, for this time, Lord God. We give you praise, glory, and honor for all that you're doing and continue to do. We thank you for the light that continues to shine on our lives, Lord God. We thank you for the light that continues to bring clarity of vision, the light, Lord God, that brings us joy in sad times, the light, Lord God, that brings increase in times when we feel dry and empty. Lord, we thank you for the light that continues to touch our families, our relationships, our households, our business. We thank you for the Holy Spirit and the direction you give us each and every day. Lord, we humbly come to you today, Lord God, asking not only for forgiveness, Lord God, but we thank you, Lord God, that you will continue to correct us, Lord God, and move us into our destinies. We thank you that our steps are ordered in advance. But we thank you, Lord God, that you have favored us, that you have honored us, Lord God, to walk this journey. May we not forget, Lord God, what you have brought us out of, Lord God, and be joyful for what you're getting ready to bring into our lives. Lord, I thank you for every relationship, every connection, every partnership, Lord God, that you are taking, that you are overseeing, Lord God, in this season and in this hour. We pray for our leaders, Lord God, that you would touch them with the double portion, with the double anointing in this season, Lord God. Give us increase in wisdom, knowledge, Lord God, and increase in our faith, Lord God. We thank you now more than ever, Lord God, for what you're doing. Lord, we know that all things are done by you, through you, and for you. In your mighty, precious name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives, God. And we thank you for a new day that you have made and for the ability to come before you, God, in prayer. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives. And I thank you, God, for this prayer line. And thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah and for their vision, oh God. Thank you for each and every prophet on the line. Thank you, God, for the service. Thank you, God. Cover them, please, Lord. Prosper them, God. Give them new hope, new hope, new hope, oh God. Bless them. Give them the desires of their hearts. And look upon the people who are even calling in and listening in, God. Bless them in a mighty way. Touch them in their finances. Touch their bodies, God. Give them healing. Give them strength, God. And we bring before you those who are in need of healing, God. Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Prophetess Regina, Prophetess Bessie Allen, and anyone else whose name I've forgotten, God, I ask you to just touch their bodies, touch their minds, heal them, God. You are the healer. You are our source and our strength and our redeemer. And I ask you to remember, God, even your elderly people and the children who have gone back to school or who are continuing to go back to school on next week, God. Bless them. Keep them safe, God. So much going on in this world, God. We ask you to cover the children. Cover the children and even in their classrooms and give them good, godly teachers, Lord. And thank you for covering them, oh God. And I just ask you to remember those who are incarcerated, Lord, and those who are in need of healing, Lord, and look upon our country and the civil unrest and all the unrest that's going on, God. Bring a halt to it and show your hand mighty, which you do, Lord. And we thank you in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Glory be to God, even so, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you and we praise you, Father, for true Lord, my God, this is the day that you have made. And we will rejoice and be glad. And we thank you, Father, for the redeemed of the Lord shall come and singing unto Zion. And we thank you, Father, when Zion travail, it bring forth children. And we bless you tonight, Father, for the burden, Lord, of children that will come forth, my God, as you raise up the continued laborers of the Lord of the harvest in the fields that are ready ripe for harvest, my God, that you are sending forth, equipped, anointed, and then appointed, Father, for service, for battle, and for the field. We thank you for your anointing is rest upon the line, upon every member of the company of prophets, Father, and every household, and every congregation represented both far and near, Father, that you are ministering healing, because healing is the children's bread. We decree and declare, my God, that your anointing will rest upon the leaders of this house, even Archbishop Ebon the Journey, Pastor and Prophet Deborah Journey, even Zoe Ministry and his partners, Father, and all his members, Father, as you move mightily in the services each and every moment of every day. We thank you, Father, for, Lord, for even for the match, my God, that will be like trumpets, my God, sounding your alarm and guard your holy mountain and preparing the lives of the people, my God, to adhere to what your spirit is saying, even in this last hour. Lord, give the people listening ears. We decree listening ears to hear what your spirit is saying. And Father, bring shifting, bring a turnaround, bring transformation, Father. Melt every stony heart, let it be a heart of flesh. Melt every spirit of pride, let it be a spirit of humility, Father, that will come forth. And your word, my God, let it be forth to the ground, that your word as it land will bring forth some 30, some 60, some 100-fold in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for the covering of families with the blood of Jesus. We thank you for your angels, even now in assignment, that will continue in camp around about the lives of your people. We thank you, Father, for being that pillar of cloud of fire by night and a pillar of cloud by day. And your angels continue to go before, my God, making every crooked path straight, the rough places plain and smooth, bringing down every mountain, every hill, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his grace shall continually be in my mouth. Father God, this is the day that you have made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, I thank you, O God, for this opportunity and this privilege, O God. Father, as we come to you, O God, this morning, Lord, we come, Lord God, in humility. We come in praise and thanksgiving. Lord, we thank you, O God, for who you are. We thank you for who we are to you, O God. So, Father, we thank you, O God, for everything that you have provided for us. And, Lord, as we come, Lord, we present to you, O God, all our prayer requests, dear Father. Lord God, you seem to know each and every one, O God. Father God, their concerns, their desires, O Father God. You said we are to call upon you, God, in the time of need. O God, you said that we are to make our requests be made known unto you, O God. Thanksgiving and praise. And Lord God, we're just thanking you, God, for coming through for us. Father God, we present, oh God, our sick and afflicted and shut-ins there, God, even at this time. Lord God, I present, oh God, Prophet Cynthia Dawson. Lord, we just thank you, God, for what you're doing in her life. We thank you for strength. Oh God, we thank you for healing continuously. Lord, we thank you for the doctors and the nurses. We thank you for her family, oh God, that are there to support her, dear God. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, for Prophetess Betsy Hallin and Regina Turner. God, you see and you know everything, Lord, and we just thank you, God, that you're touching them, Lord God. I pray for divine healing, oh God, and miracles, dear Father. God, Lord, we claim healing in the name of Jesus over them. Father, remember other sick and shut-ins, God, in the nursing homes and hospitals, God, touch them, oh God. And Father, we pray that you continue, Lord God, to strengthen and keep them, dear Lord. Remember the doctors and the nurses also. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, for those who are placed behind bars even at this time. God, we pray, God, that you'll take away the stony heart and give them a heart of flesh, oh God, even at this time, oh God. Touch them in a special way, oh God. Father God, we pray for young people, oh God. Father God, have mercy, dear Father. God, even those that are going back to school and those who are in school, oh God, put a hedge of protection around them. Cover them under the blood, oh God. Father, lead them, oh God. Guide them, oh God, and protect them, dear Father. Lord, keep them from all danger. Oh, Father, we pray, oh God, that that, oh Lord God, your hands, oh God, will be upon your people. Father, we decree and declare, oh God, prosperity. We decree and declare success. Oh God, we decree and declare healing. Oh God, we decree and declare, oh God, Father God, that you, oh God, will surround us, oh God, with your angels, oh God, that will be there to protect us, dear Father, and keep us, oh God, from all danger. Lord, we thank you. We praise you, Lord, and we lift up your name tonight, dear God. Father, have mercy, God, and have your way, Lord, as we say thanks in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Father God, we give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. We thank you, God, because truly you is and always will be, oh God. We thank you, God, because truly you are the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and Almighty God. And God, we give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving, God. And God, I do want to thank you, and we all want to thank you for our leader, Master Prophet Bernard Jordan, and also the leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and all the leaders that walk with them, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for all your leaders all over this universe, God. We want to thank you, God, continue to strengthen in them, God. Continue to give them the wisdom and knowledge and understanding, oh God. Continue to bless their families, God. Continue to bless their children, God, their grandchildren, and all their loved ones around them, God. And God, we want to thank you and give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving, God. Thank you, God, for keeping us in our right minds, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you for being our refuge in the time of trouble, God. We want to thank you, God, for strength, for being our strength, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for the things that comes, all things come from you, God, and through you, God, and we want to thank you for that, God. God, we want to thank you, God, for laughter. We want to thank you, God, for creativity, oh God. God, we want to thank you, God, for blessing everyone that fears you, God, and walk in your way, God. God, we want to thank you, God, for giving us flexibility, God. God, we want to thank you, God, for favor and communication, Lord. And Lord, we want to thank you, God, for ordering our steps, oh God.
Yes,
God. God, we want to thank you, God, for the turnaround in our lives, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And we also want to thank you, God, because you are our source and our supplier, God. And you are bigger than this universe and bigger than anything that life can bring us, God. And thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over all your people, the people on the line, all your people everywhere. Thank you, God, for protecting them, protecting their children, their loved ones, their family, God. And thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, oh God. We want to thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned. Because when you arise, oh God, the enemy scatters. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In your mighty, masterful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Father God, I bless your name, and I thank you for you are the source. You are our source of all things. Thank you for the breath of life that you've given us, Father God. Thank you for a mind, Father God, a mind to serve and a mind to make choices to follow you, Father God. Thank you for the wisdom that you're giving us each and every day, Father God, on the right way, the right things, Father God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, for the Holy Spirit is here guiding us, Father God. Thank you for covering us with favor and protection, even as we all travel to and fro, Father God. Protection, thank you for that. Thank you for every experience, Father God, that grows us up, even in you, Father God. Thank you that we live in expectation of what you're going to do for us. No matter what storms or what tries to come before us, Father God, we thank you, God, because we trust at the end of this chapter that you give us victory. We are triumphant in all things, Father God. We thank you, God, for the power. And Father God, we're just decreeing and declaring, Father God, the drying up of every addicted spirit that's out there in any form, Father God. We thank you for Prophetess Cynthia and Betsy and Prophetess Regina, Father God. We thank you for touching them. The healing is already theirs, and we thank you for that. Thank you for Mr. Ronald Blake, Jonas Washington, Father God, strengthening their health even in this season, Father God. You're an awesome God, God. And I thank you. I just really thank you, because this is all it's a matrix, Father God, and we know that we're creators and we're moving and weaving in this from healing to prosperity to everything, but you, God, are the one who moves through us, and we thank you. Thank you for drying up even the tears, Father God, and we stand in a place of hope for people, of love for the lonely, and in healing, Father God, healing. Touch continuously our prophets, Father God, in this earth, in this land, our teachers and our bishop. Thank you for the leaders of this ministry, Father God, for you bless us with them. And we bless you, God, even for that. We give your name the praise. We love you dearly. Amen.
Prophetess Yolanda.
Thank you for thank you for your goodness and mercy. Thank you, Lord, for the midnight call. Thank you, Lord, for Archbishop and Pastor Jordan. Thank you for healing. Thank you for Prophet Cynthia and Allison and Virginia. Thank you for the continued healing. And thank you for the President of the United States. Thank you for bringing prosperity. Thank you, Lord, for those who are in prison. Thank you, Lord, for you, for the blood. Thank you, Lord, for saving them. Thank you for my family. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for my brother Fabian Rohan, who's mourning the loss of his wife. Thank you for giving him strength. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for putting his protection over them. Thank you for Archbishop Pastor Jordan. And thank you for the prophetic call. And thank you for the blood. Thank you for the hope that you give us in the prophetic. Thank you for globalizing. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. And thank you for healing my bones. Oh, yeah. Thank you for the elderly. Thank you for watching my father. And thank you for my mother. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for finding and breakthrough. Thank you for answering every prayer that is being requested. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. And thank you in the name of the mighty name Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by the power in the blood of Jesus Christ, the omnipresent God, Jehovah Shammah, Father, I praise you for silencing our enemy. I bless your holy name for all you have done for us throughout the day. I thank you for a successful day. The Holy Spirit of the living God, you are the executor of God's divine purpose on earth. This is your night, Father. Have your way in our life, our family, and our home. This night, Father, we boldly confess any sin of disobedience that we commit during the day. My Lord, have mercy on us and forgive us. I destroy every root of sin in our lives and receive power to overcome sin. Therefore, sin shall not have dominion over our life. This night I put the whole armor of God, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. I bind every satanic attack upon our lives, upon our leaders, upon our churches, upon our children, upon our family at the night. I take authority over every demon that is released against ourselves, our families, our husband, our wife at night. Wherever anyone or group of individuals will call our name for evil purpose of the night, Holy Ghost fire and the thunder will answer, destroy them. I release the fire of the Holy Ghost to destroy any satanic bird flying for our sake at night. I command every arrow aimed against our destiny from the moon to drop dead. I frustrate every plot, device, scheme, and project of witchcraft designed to affect any area of our life at night. I pull down every stronghold of witchcraft, power of assignment against our life. We shall not be a victim of any strange spiritual and physical bullet in the mighty name of Jesus. I release confusion and chaos into the gathering of the agent of Satan tonight. Every satanic ritual target against our life, against our family, against our children, against our leader at night shall backfire to the sender. Every spirit of fear that is tormenting our life at night, the blood of Jesus Christ is against you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, and we build a hedge of fire around our families, the hedge of fire around all the leaders in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you and we bless you, Lord.
Prophet Michael. Prophet Michael Ellis.
All Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you tonight, Lord God, for this gathering. I thank you, Lord God, for the prophets coming tonight together again, Lord God, praying for on behalf of others, Lord God, those that are sick, the prophets that may be sick, Lord. We thank you for healing in their body, not only in their physical body, but in their mind and their spirit and their soul. Also, thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for a master prophet and prophetess Deborah Jordan, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and their family, Lord God, and the prophetess and the prophetesses. I thank you for giving them success, prosperity, and to overcome any obstacle that may be in their life. I thank you, Lord God, for giving us strength. Thank you for the children, Lord God. Touch the children. Touch the young prophets with fledglings, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the mothers, Lord God, the fathers, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for their families, Lord God, that are connecting. I pray for everybody that's on this prayer line, even listening outside of the company of prophets. I thank you, Lord God, to heal their minds, their spirit, their soul, and to continue to sow into the good soil at the right time and at the right season. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing. We thank you for the working of miracles. We thank you for miracles getting ready to happen that we've not even seen. But Father, we thank you as we go forth as an army marching forward with hope, prosperity, success, and also a positive mind in the things of God. We thank you, Lord God. No wind or storm will stop us. And we thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father God.
Prophetess Terry.
Amen. Father, thank you for this opportunity to be able to participate tonight in agreement in prayer. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you for your grace that is with us and that I can even sense among us on the call tonight. We know prayer, there is power in agreement in prayer, Lord God. I just give you the praise for that, Lord God, and the privilege that we have to be able to come together, even across the distance from each other, Lord. We can agree in prayer like this on the call and come together and even witness testimonies, Father. Thank you for your favor, Lord, and continued testimonies, Lord God, and breakthroughs. Thank you for continued provision, Lord God. And even when we're going through something, the victory we have with peace that goes beyond understanding, Lord God, that passes all understanding, the peace we can have in you, and even in different situations, because you have called us to be overcomers. And to you, Lord, be the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Prophecy.
And Father God, we come to you on this night, on this Sunday morning, just to say thank you. To say thank you for all the things you're doing and continue to do in our lives, God. To say thank you, God, for your favor and your increase, God, that you continue to grant us in our lives, God. Father God, on this morning call, I ask that you listen to each and one of our prayers, God, to hear our prayers and let it be tender to your heart, God. Father God, we ask that you move on our prayers, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we know that all things are working out together, God. I lift up everyone that is dealing with family that is going through seems as though things that they are already healed in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we stand on your word that we are already healed and restored, God, and that you have already have given us the healing, God, through the body of the Christ, Jesus, God. Father God, we thank you that you have already have given us the victory in each and every day, God. We thank you, God, that you have given us the breakthrough, God, and that we are able to see our miracles, God, and obtain all things and accomplishments through your word, God. We thank you, God, that you are giving life to each and one of us, abundance life, God, and prosperity, God. And Father God, you get all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, Father God, and we bless you for every utterance. We thank you for every prayer request, and we thank you, Lord God, for every family that's represented. We thank you for everyone in the prophetic order, and we thank you for Archbishop and our Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan that you've raised up, Lord God, and we cover them and we strengthen their hands in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that you will rise and defend the oppressed, the poor, and the needy. We thank you, Lord, that you promised to rescue them as they have sought you to do, Father God. We thank you that your promise is sure and you speak no careless word. No word will fall to the ground before one jot or tittle of your word fails. Heaven and earth will pass away. And we thank you, Lord God, for standing strong and operating with excellence and power on the behalf of your people, and we give you the glory and the honor and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Prophetess Naomi.
Amen, amen. All right, thank you, Company of Prophets. Thank you, Prophetess Darlene. Just want to let everyone know that we will be having our Sunday service. Our Sunday service, if you are in the New York City area, at 310 Riverside Drive on 103rd Street, and that is at a 9 a.m. Bible Sunday school, then 11 a.m. we have our church service, as well as 4 p.m. at 310 Riverside Drive on 103rd Street. Amen. All right, is there any other announcements from any other company of prophets? All right, well, we're going to say good morning, good night, and let this be the best Sunday of your life. Everyone have a wonderful, blessed Sunday. God bless.
You as well. God bless.
Good night.
Good night.